Blog Talk Radio.
Today we're talking about rape, men. I recently did a show about the sexual assault and rape of women. And I did state that I'm going to do a show about men being raped. And I am going to do a show about children being sexually assaulted and raped. Today I'm going to speak to you all. It's not just prison rape, but we're going to speak and talk about some things and that you may not be aware of, you know, as it relates to the sexual assault and rape of men. And different things of that nature. And, I mean, I want you to hear some startling things, some startling revelations.
Well, if a child is assaulted and, while they're in detention, I think it will have a significant impact on their future. Number one, I think it demoralizes a young person who's undergoing that situation. I think it causes them to lose faith in the process of justice, which may only make them even more of an offender once they come back into society, and in fact may cause them to become a predator. So I think it has a profound impact on a young person. I think it's something that's
now he said it may cause a young person. We're speaking specifically about males, but I also want you to, now he said may, that means might, possibility, the probability that if a young person, and we're speaking specifically, men are sexually assaulted as a child, they will become predators and sexual assault. Now, we're going to go through some facts about that. You know, sexual assault and rape of men. Now, not just going to the prison rape, but we think generally that men are raped in prison. This is the big hype. But I do want you all to know that there has been over 1 million men raped in prison, I think, within the last 5 years. 1 million or more. You know, definitely more. About 400,000 men are raped a year. In prison, and that goes in federal, state, and local. The locations of them being assaulted are in cells, holding cells, housing cells, the shower, the closet, the yard, gym, or the weight room, the hallway, the stairwell, the medical infirmary, the chapel, freezers, administrative and program support areas, service support areas, transport vehicles, and transport destinations, court holding areas, community settings, and non-custodial settings. These are all places in which men have been sexually assaulted, raped in the jail. You know, I want to also just tell you about certain situations that, you know, you may not be aware as it relates to some of the scenarios about some of these men are raped in these jails and these prisons and this imprisonment. Now, the Constitution does not permit inhumane treatment for prisoners. That violates the Eighth Amendment protection against cruel and unusual punishment. Sexual assault is not part of a sentence, and it should not be imposed on anyone, whether they go in gay, straight, whatever. No one has a right to sexually assault anyone. You know, no prison condition to subject any prisoner to being beaten or raped by anyone. Even correctional officers facilitate inmates being assaulted. Correctional officers have participated in the sexual assault of inmates. Now, I'm going to let you hear a scenario about some of the things that occur in the prison. So there's a guy about 5'8", weigh about 150 pounds. He's arrested for theft. Okay? During this arrest, you know, he got into it with an officer, what have you. He goes to prison. While in prison, correctional guards don't like them. So there's correctional guards who purposely put the inmate into the same cell as a person that's nicknamed the Booty Bandit. So the person is sexually assaulted. He reports the sexual assault. Next thing you know, he recants it, that it didn't happen. These are some of the scenarios that happen in the prison. There are inmates who consensually, I guess, touch each other, but then they find other inmates who don't consent to that. There are inmates who are barred at all. I'm going to read you something that Mike Tyson himself said. This is Mike Tyson. He did a 2001 interview with Maximum Magazine, so you can fact check this. And I quote, "The other day, I saw a show on Court TV. There was this kid who got convicted of murder. A skinny Caucasian guy. He got 20 years. And he thought it was a good deal. He had no idea. He's like, it's over. They're going to fuck him," I said to myself. "They're watching this right now, and their mouths are watering. He puts his head in his hand. began to scream so loud the cups on the table rattled. End quote. That's exactly what Mike Tyson said in a Maxim magazine. What was it? You already said it? Sorry for a minute. Just regroup for a second. But that's Mike Tyson. There's a psychiatrist, James Gilliam, who talked about how there was an inmate, a young man by the name of Jeffrey, and his behavior was so erratic and no one could understand, so the guards referred him to the psychiatrist, and they saw how when Jeffrey's mother would come visit him, that Jeffrey would jump and start crying and beg his mother to take him with him, with her, and no one could understand what was going on, and he was trembling, visibly shaking, and no one understood what was going on. He saw a psychiatrist, and he had stated he was gang raped by other inmates. He was overwhelmingly ashamed of what happened to him. And he knew that it would happen to him more if he so-called ratted. There was an incident where rec rooms were turned into dorms based on overcrowding. And there became gang rape. That's rape in prison. Let's talk about men being raped in the Army. Now, there's a Vietnam veteran named Greg Helle. That's H-E-L-L-E, Greg Helle. I'm going to read you all some things. These are facts as it relates to individuals in the military. Vietnam veteran Greg Helle kept a secret for 32 years until he reached a crossroad in his life. He was going to kill himself or was going to get help. In 2001, this Iowan came to Florida to save his own life. He entered in the U.S. Veteran Affairs Program in St. Petersburg, designed exclusively to counsel men who had been raped or sodomized in the armed services. At this medical center, Helle learned during his daily sessions that many men had been sexually assaulted by peers or superiors in the military. That just gives me a whole different image of seeing that Uncle Sam pointing that finger saying, I want you. Anyway, Helle never reported his rape. He didn't think his officers in Vietnam would believe him. And even if he did report the rape, he was certain the friends of the attackers or other GIs would bunk across the hall would kill him. Quoting, the rape ruined my life, end quote, said Helle, who was 52 now, during his interview. The administrator of a 400-student veterinary teaching hospital at Iowa State University is what he is now. Greg Helle says he was raped during his tour in Vietnam by fellow soldiers. And a Florida investigation uncovered thousands of veterans who said they suffered sexual abuse in the military, sexual trauma. A mental health counselor named Roger Girard said, quoting, this is a national crisis, but nobody will listen to me, end quote. He has treated over 22 years military veterans who were sexually assaulted, including Helle. He goes on to say the brass in the military doesn't want to admit this happens because it's a black eye. Nearly 22,000 male veterans, that's more than one of every 100 former soldiers, sailors, and airmen treated in the VA, reported being sexually traumatized by peers or superiors during their military career. That was a survey. So that means that the victim, the final number, is much higher than that survey. It's a sleeping phenomenon. It's not just a woman's problem. The military does not have any tracking of the circumstances. Sexual trauma is defined and includes rape, sodomy, molestation, harassment, unwanted sexual attention, such as touching, caressing, pressure for sexual favors, verbal sexual remarks. But there's no tracking of the circumstances. There are certain military services that do not comply with sexual abuse reporting rules, despite the congressional mandate that the military keep statistics on violent crime, including sexual assault. Just two of the four major services, the Army and the Air Force, could provide any statistics on sex crime, and only the Army tracks the victim's gender. The military is unaware or unconvinced of this problem. One Marine Corps spokesman dismissed the male sexual trauma subject as an off-the-wall topic when he was asked for an interview. Domination seems to be the prime motive. Unwanted sexual activity. Some of it is coercive in nature. Some of it is forced. An Army spokeswoman named Eileen Canellis, I believe, K-A-N-E-L-L-I-S, said from the Pentagon at one point in time, and I quote, "When the Army is made aware of it, we go after it. I don't think it's an epidemic," end quote. The Air Force at one time declined to review the cases to determine how many of the victims were men when there was a huge report of sexual assault. How often do you all think there are prosecutions for men sexually assaulting men or men being sexually assaulted? How often are there prosecutions for that? Sexual assault on men is more prevalent than you can imagine. One military sexual assault victim said, "I feel dirty." Another victim, Paul Braniski, a retired Navy diver from St. Petersburg, said four sailors raped him in the summer of 1967 at a submarine training school. He said, and I quote, "I didn't report anything. They told me if I said anything, I was dead. After I got up off the floor, I stood in the shower for 3 hours trying to wash the way I felt. I felt dirty and shameful. Anybody who has reported anything, the military classified them as with a Section 8, that they are homosexual and got to get them out of the military," end quote. Isn't that something? He went on to say, "I know my life was hell and my wives' lives were hell," he said, referring to four marriages. "I still have friends in the military, and I know what's going on today." He said, "The military is a macho organization, and if a man is sexually assaulted, there's a stigma that means the man was weak in some way or homosexual or he did something to warrant the rape. or excuse me, that was Maria Crane saying that. She's a psychologist. All generations of men who have been in the Army have been sexually assaulted. From the age of early 18, 19, 20, all the way to 87-year-old war veteran. There was a case where a clerk, a male clerk, was ordered by his supervisor into a metal building. He said he was kicked viciously in the back and then raped. He said, I was a 20-year-old kid. There was no way I could report this. If I reported it, I would have been labeled a homosexual. His name was Nelson Alvarez. He said, the pain was so intense that I became literally numb. It felt as if my spirit had left me. It's a wide problem. And going back to the first guy, Hale, he said, to admit you were raped is so far against what you've been trained for. It's a culture far different from the civilian world, a culture of power and order where there are no confidential sessions with psychologists. That's military rape. We're talking about military rape, prison rape. There are men who've been raped by women as well. But, and there is no excuse for that at all. But, well, let me first of all, I want to go into the chat room, because I wasn't in the chat room, sorry, you all. I want to say peace to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for joining. A lot of times, I don't know why, I should be giving out the call-in number, which is area code 646-915-9860. I just assume you all see it. I'm sorry. I have a caller, 865. Caller, do you want to chime in?
This is Sister Latita. I was listening.
Are you just listening? Okay.
Hello?
Well, if you want to talk, just put your hand up. Thanks for joining. So, you know, there are some serious issues going on as it relates to the sexual assault of men. And I'm trying not to say about the boys and things, because I want to put that with the children, because boys are children. No one should be getting sexually assaulted. And I'm just speaking specifically today about the men. Men who have been sexually assaulted. You know, and I just want to read you all again some things that you might not know. When a man are sexually assaulted, it does affect them differently from a woman. But it also affects them similarly to a woman. They experience anxiety, anger, sadness, confusion, fear, numbness, self-blame, helplessness, hopelessness, suicide feelings, shame. These are common reactions from both male and female survivors. But men react in a little bit more uniquely way than women when they're sexually assaulted. Because it's studied or said, because you have victims who come forth and, you know, give details, that said immediately after the assault, they show hostility and aggression. Women tend to show tearfulness and fear. Men who've been sexually assaulted began to question their sexual identity and act out in sexual aggressive manners to downplay the impact of being assaulted. And you heard the clip earlier where the man said, well, if he's been sexually assaulted as a young person, they might come out as a predator. Actually, that is to a degree a myth, a destructive myth. And it often adds to the anxiety of male survivors. Because after being sexually assaulted, this misinformation about being a predator makes the male survivor fear that he's destined to do it to others. It gives psychological trauma to him. And they often go on not to assault other men. There are many men who have been convicted, sex offenders, having a history of being sexually assaulted or sexually abused. But most male survivors do not become offenders. The truth is, the majority of men who are sexually assaulted do not go on to offend anyone. A lot of men who are sexually assaulted cannot relate to their sexual identity after that. It does not mean they're gay. Gay men can be sexually assaulted, and they shouldn't be sexually assaulted because of their preference. No one should be assaulted, point blank, period. But the fact of the matter is, a man sexually assaulted by another man does not make the victim gay. That is a society's confusion about the role that's played in sexual assault. The victim is not responsible for the provocation of another person assaulting them. Men do not just get sexually assaulted in prisons, as you heard about the military. They've been sexually assaulted in cars, in their homes, in alleys, in a number of places. And the majority of the time, it depends on the structure, the build of the victim. They're being overpowered. And, you know, the other show I did, the statistics purport that 16% of sexual assault of women are reported. Well, even less with men. Approximately 10% of all men being sexually assaulted has been reported. It's a serious issue. You know? No one should be assaulted. And I think it's very heroic for a man to come forth and talk about being assaulted. I think it's very heroic for a man to share the unfortunate experience of being assaulted. A lot of these men who are sexually assaulted do not get counseling, do not get help, and are living in fear. And the common theme that these men state is, I never thought it could happen to me. The reality is, any man can be sexually assaulted, regardless of his size, his strength, his appearance, or his sexual orientation. A lot of men are gang raped. You know, there's certain movies I just don't like to watch, you know. Like, I like a lot of comedies or something like that. And I say that because I remember it was a movie, and I remember DMX was in it. And it just really upset me you know, it was some movie, I don't even remember what it was called, in which they, somebody messed up somebody's money, and so to make him suffer, I believe they sodomized the guy. I mean, I was so pissed off. I could not believe what, I didn't understand how that could even play into a movie. But, you know, that's a reality. That really is a reality. You know, and I don't understand how people can just be comfortable with that. And, you know, recently they talked about Bristol Palin used a word called faggot, and they associated that with homosexual, the word faggot. But I'm like, to me, a fag is somebody that takes, not nobody that consensually engages in sexual activity with someone that, you know, that's homosexual, gay, whatever you want to call it. But I think to do some fag stuff is to take something from somebody who can't fight back, who doesn't have the power to fight back. I don't think that should be, you know, so-called associated just because someone is gay. I think, you know, a punk is really someone who takes. You know, and a punk and a fag can be a man who rapes a woman. You know, it shouldn't have to do with sexual orientation. It just do some weak stuff. You know, and I think that's some bogus stuff. Heterosexual, gay, and bisexual men are equally likely to be sexually assaulted. It has nothing to do with your current or your future sexual orientation. We live in a sick society. Your sexuality has no more to do with being raped than being robbed. And most men who rape other men say they're heterosexual. That's the claim. And like I said, some men have been sexually assaulted by women. And I want to tell you all something else too. When I stated that some men have a problem with their sexual identity after being raped, that's because when some men are raped or sexually assaulted, some men who have been raped or sexually assaulted do experience an erection or an ejaculation during a sexual assault. That does not mean they wanted it or consented to it. Unfortunately, that's a physiological response that resulted in physical contact or even extreme stress. It does not imply that they enjoyed the assault, and it doesn't indicate their sexual orientation is now compromised. And some rapists are aware that erection and ejaculation confuses the victim. So during the rape act, they verbally abuse the victim about that, especially in the military and in the prisons. There are men who've been sexually assaulted by strangers, you know, just randomly attacked with the use of a weapon. And a lot of men, they don't know where to turn after being sexually assaulted. A lot of them said they don't know of any support groups. They don't have any resources. They don't know what to do. You know, they just act out. When I say act out, I mean within themselves. They just don't know what to do. hundreds and thousands of sexual assault occur every year on these men. And a large majority of men have thought about suicide. A lot of them say they want to commit suicide. A lot of them still want to commit suicide. It's a sad situation. It's a sad scenario. It's a sad fact of the matter. You know, And I just thought about, you know, what can we do? Like, you know, what can we give to people that's been sexually assaulted? I think one thing we should do is give them an understanding. You know, some of the men talked about that they wanted to share it with their families, but they thought of the shame. They thought of the guilt. And, you know, that's common with men and women, rape victims, sexual assault victims. And then it's like a lot of people, you know, victimize the victim. You know, they start asking the wrong questions, such as the military guy that was raped. He's talked about how they said, well, why did you erect? If you didn't want it, why didn't you do this? Them the wrong questions. You shouldn't. That's victimizing a victim. He didn't even know why he erect. Why you wait all this time? It's just like I said about the rapper Roz B. Here he is. He's a grown man now, but he was sexually assaulted. By his own cousin and his own rap mate, and he came forth. And a lot of times, in certain situations, you know, when they feel like there's no out, they'll recant the story. Several men reported in a survey that when they reported initially, they recanted. Even with that clip I was telling you about in the prison, the guard set up a guy and he gets raped. It goes to trial and all of a sudden he's recanting. That's not uncommon. That's called intimidation. We always should support the victim, you know. Yes, there are false stories of rape. There are false stories of being assaulted, but there are more realities of this than not. Remember, we're in a violent society. We need to look for resources for those who have been sexually assaulted. You can find numbers to see support groups. You know, just like they have support groups for Alcohol Anonymous and support groups for sex addiction. You know, so there should be some sexual assault hotlines for men, for women, for children. They have a hotline for domestically abused men, so maybe they can call this number too. I know it's 888-743-5754. That's a domestically abused man hotline. Might still be working, you know, but that is a number. So, you know, we need to start somewhere. You know, a lot of us have the idea that men, you know, there's a song, they say a man is not supposed to cry. There's nothing wrong with shedding a tear. They said Jesus wept, you know. Rape is wrong, regardless. They said every 60 seconds a woman is raped in the United States. But it also said that every 45 seconds a man is raped. Some deep stuff. That's real deep. That's right. You're right, sister. Self-love is important. And it is a part of healing. But what do you do when someone has violated yourself? You know, especially we're talking with men. What do you do, you know, if a man has been violated? How can he learn to love himself? Some men want to commit suicide, you know. What do you do? He's lost the love for self. That's like a common factor with these men. Suicide. What do you do? And it's sad because a lot of elderly men have been also sexually assaulted in the military and in the prison. There was a situation, a blind man was repeatedly raped, almost went psychotic. He had a young boy who was grabbing onto his mama. Rape is seriously wrong. And I want to tell you all something else. According to the story, they claim that the majority of prison rapes are white victims being raped by black men. So you can't believe the hype. That's a lot of hype. There are an equal amount of men raped in these prisons. Young, skinny black men, young, skinny little black boys going to jail. Like I was telling somebody here earlier, but I'll talk about that when I talk about children. They had a, Ethan Allen is a boys detention center, and they got a bunk. I don't know what you want to call it, a bunk, a dorm room, whatever else, that promotes man-o-man-o. I don't know what else to call it. You can, I've seen plenty of documentaries where, you know, across the country, these black men been assaulted so much in jail that they playing the girl role. I don't know how to put it. So, to me, that's a myth. Men are being sexually assaulted, not by race, but like the fact said, by their build, their gender, does not play into skin color. A lot of older black men have been assaulted by young white men in the prison. It's a fact. So assault is assault. And it's wrong. I play that song, Hero, like I said, because I think it's very heroic for a man to talk about it, you know, being assaulted. I think it's heroic for anyone to discuss being sexually assaulted. But it's something, like, different a little bit when it's a man, you know, because you see a man as security, as being your protector, or what have you. And there was one guy who was sexually assaulted. He happened to be a white man. And he has been sexually assaulted by other white males. You know, he was even sold off, pimped, he said. And he said that every time he was in a visiting room with his wife and children, he wanted to cry. He's released now, and he says no way he would ever inform them that he's been sexually assaulted. He said he feels like a bitch. So, just for the record, all bitches are not women. All women are not bitches. But a lot of them live with this story. So I think it's very heroic for them to come forth and share this information with people who are trying to study the problem. And they have a prison Rape Elimination Act, you know, but it's not doing enough. It's not doing enough at all. You know, it's not doing enough at all. So it does have to start with the people to rant and rave and to ask for change, to demand change. And, you know, we have to support those who've been victimized. And I'm going to do my next show because I want to, like I say, be fair about this. Not just talking about women being sexually assaulted or men, but there are a number of children being sexually assaulted. It's very, very, very serious, traumatizing. It's happening in the foster home, in the detention centers, in their homes, you know, and it's happening among children on children. I've heard stories about, I mean, I have recently heard stories about children assaulting other children in a daycare center, you know. I don't understand, you know, I can't call it for other people, but I have never, ever believed in putting a child in a daycare. I've never, ever, I don't understand it, but I've heard stories, you know. I've actually heard stories out. They're not being attended to, and there are children assaulting other children. How a child going to go home and tell? You know, eventually come out the blue and tell it? But, I mean, that's crazy, ridiculous. You know? So that'll be my next show, talking about the sexual assault of children and how they're being failed. And I want you all to know another fact, though. A child is more likely to be sexually assaulted and abused in a foster home than in his own or her own family setting. I'll give you the facts and the figures about that. But we're dealing with something sick going on in this society. It's real. It's being avoided. It's being downplayed. And it's being denied. And it's being done like that for a reason. And like I said, we need to look at some things, you know. Art and life, you know, the overlaps of it. And again, I recommended this movie called V. Watch that movie called V. It's for Vendetta. You know, you can study a lot about these movies. Some serious stuff is going on. You know, and some of these movies are not just put together for your entertainment purposes, but, you know, to jog your thoughts about what's really going on. A lot of things, like I always say, one of my favorite sayings, like the one music song said, it is what you think it ain't. It is what you think it ain't. Thank you all for coming, and I appreciate that. I'm going to do this for the brothers, all of them.
And you know you can't survive when you feel like hope is gone. Look inside your head and you won't see the truth that a hero lies in you. You can't hide when you feel like the hope is gone. Look inside your head and you find the truth that a hero lies in you. And you know you can't Bye.